This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to the Party Line program. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor. Big deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm out of shape, Bill. Jeez.
That's a lot to say, man, for one person.
I know. Plus, I was running back and forth there. That's, you know, the
You're only
quick
one man.
Sprint.
He's only one man, folks.
That quick
only
sprint,
got two hands.
I need to start taking up jogging like you or something.
That's right.
Why.
That's right. Already been up. Had a little jog, a little walk, a little
oh,
cigarette.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Feeling good, dude.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good well, if you haven't guessed it, Bill Gant is joining us.
Hey,
We've
everyone.
Also got Melissa Miller, I think, before I read our sponsors here. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
Doing great. What are you wearing?
Me? I've been outside. I've got sweatshirt, jeans,
yeah.
Turtleneck, and the
oh,
whole thing.
Oh, boy.
So yeah, I've been
chilly.
Up since 6 o'clock, guys.
Chilly start this morning. That's about the time
o'clock.
I got up, too.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it's like 49 here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let me finish the sponsors here. I've got HoosierLandTV.com. We got to get these guys into.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I take a deep breath. Ellis Jewelers and the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Black Hawk Winery, ProBite Computers, 51 West Event Center, Minute Printed, BCS Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, and Albeque's in Flora. I am Kevin, that's Bill, and Melissa's over there as well. We're going to check the Skywatch weather forecast. We've got a full boat for you. Let me make sure that we've got the right thing pulled up. Thank you very much, Todd Berryman. So we'll check the Skywatch weather forecast after we do this.
Weather, weather, weather's hot or cold. No rain to freeze or burn you need because you weren't at all. Weather, weather, here's the weatherman.
He's talking to you and all of it's true.
So listen while you can. What do you think of that?
Man, the 70s were weird, man.
70, that's more like 40s. that's actually from WSYR in Syracuse, early 50s. So,
sister,
there you go.
Sister station.
Yeah,
we
sister.
Own that, I think.
We did
a Casper station.
We did it one time.
Okay.
sunny today from the Skywatch weather forecast. We're going to see a high up to 64 degrees only. 41, the overnight low tonight, and partly cloudy skies. It's been a great fall weekend, man. I just love this weather.
It's good stuff.
Tomorrow, sunny, a little cooler, high only 61. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 60. You see which way we're going? We keep going down here.
I like it.
Now, Wednesday night, clear skies, a low at 38.
There we go. Come on.
And then sunny on Thursday, not breaking out of the low 60s. We get back into the 70s, the low 70s this weekend, though.
I like that.
Crazy.
I like that.
48 now from your official weather station, WILO.
I did meet a person, though, this weekend on Friday that we're like outside this event going on. They're like, okay, I just want to let everybody know that I hate fall. I'm like, oh, there you are. You're the one person.
You're that
so
one
I found,
person.
I found the person this weekend that hates fall.
Well, at least you found them early.
Yeah. Well, I quickly got away from them.
Yes.
I don't associate with people like that.
No, you can't let
it's
that
gross.
Bad vibe
gross.
Hit you. Well, we got a lot going on. Melissa Miller was concerned when we first started our broadcast because she said that her Wi-Fi wasn't super great this morning.
Uh-oh.
I hear Puddin' in the background there.
Something's there. What's going on?
Yes, that's the other concern I have now that Puddin' is awake is that she wants my headphones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
Oh, Puddin's a cat.
No, Puddin's the grandbaby.
Oh, a grandbaby?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a cat.
No.
Yeah.
Gee, Christmas.
No, Puddin is 9 months old here.
And she's already nine?
Well, just
goodness.
About another
wow.
week.
Wow.
Oh, there's
oh, that was
the
a
milk
burp.
Bag.
I heard that. Wow, I felt that one.
Wow, that is pretty
that
common,
up.
Actually. Most listeners, that's probably what's going on.
Bill, try to clean that up.
Sorry.
Well, we got a lot going on here. We've got the senior fair coming up in a couple days. We're going to talk about that. Melissa does have some weaker Wi-Fi this morning. We think it's the fog.
Oh.
And so she may have a small delay, so we'll figure that out. Coming up on the program here, we've got Ryan McCauley. It's been a couple of years since we've had him in the studio. He is with the Department of Natural Resources and a darn cool guy.
Yeah.
A friend of Wilo, and he's been here a couple times, but it has been a couple of years. Ken and I were arguing over it a few minutes ago, how long it's been. And Puddin agrees, I think. It's been quite some time.
Sure.
So we'll have Ryan coming up at 9 o'clock. It's Puddin approved.
Puddin approved.
Yeah.
And he's a DNR guy.
He's a DNR guy.
Right from around here.
Yeah from this region.
Puddin's being awfully vocal today, so you may end up having to pod me down and me text my questions in.
That's cool. That's all right.
Puddin's no problem.
Well, she wants to get into radio, you know, like her grandma.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We'll see, yeah. Tomorrow's a big day.
Cindy just created a monster is what it amounts to.
Oh,
she started all of it.
She got her all spoiled, huh? I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, she thinks she's a princess.
Okay. Well, Well, you've got 18 years to fix that there, Melissa. She'll be out in FFA.
No, if I know Cindy, it's just going to continue.
She'll be the Clinton County Fair Queen in 3038, or 2038, rather.
Well, I think that's what Cindy's prepping her for.
She'll be 140 years old. Okay, so.
Amazing Puddin. Robo Puddin.
Tomorrow is a big day. We've got Shan Sheridan and Kim Stevens. And it's also a big day because tomorrow's the setup day for Senior Fair.
Setting up for the Senior Fair. Are those two helping? Are they putting in some elbow grease?
Or
are they wrestling in here? They're both going to be in here, right?
No.
Oh, there's talking on there.
So.
There.
No. Okay. Yeah, no. Right. It's a friendly thing back and forth.
It's not a wrestling match.
No. Not this year. so we'll have them on. And I think the hours tomorrow to set up for the Senior Fair, if you're a vendor or something, is like, I don't know, 10 to 6 or noon to 6 or okay. 1 to 6. Something
time,
like that. It's primarily the afternoon.
Yes.
But if you want to squeeze in, you know, get there, you can.
Gotcha.
So we'll take care of you. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Let's see. Tomorrow on the Party Line program, we are going to be talking with, tomorrow's the 27th, and we will have probably Tristan Comagies calling up on the phone, and she's going to talk with United Way, about United Way, and some things that they have going on, particularly the process that they go through when deciding which agencies and programs to fund, plus the funds kept local, that's local in all caps, to help respond to the most critical needs of the community. Go talk about recovery nights, family events, and some other good stuff. So look forward to that tomorrow.
Climate change,
possibly. Possibly. It might affect things. United Way may have to fund something for that in the future. You never know. There's
Could
probably
be.
A grant for that.
No, I'm sure there
is. So I'm guessing, I'm trusting that everyone had a good weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, Bill, I know you were down at the Rodrigo Cotello RC Trio thing release party Friday night.
Yeah.
And did Michael Hall sign him too? Is Rodrigo
of
the... Okay.
No, I think he has
he's got
somebody
right?
he's working with. Michael founded Megafauna Records. So
his own record label, right?
Yes, that's correct. So, Rodrigo, I think, has his own label. It was a great time.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. The place was filled up with people.
I'm glad they had a good turnout.
I'd eaten there before. I didn't eat that night, but it was, you know, people were eating, people were having fun, the music was good. Luna Worldcast played first. Michael's part of that, and they sounded great. And then Rodrigo got up there, and it's fantastic, groovy music
to do
just about anything, too. Kind of smooth jazz.
I liked it a lot. I wasn't aware what it was until I listened to the CD.
Yeah, bass player from Lafayette. I forget his name, but he's like a fantastic session player, like everybody knows. And I saw Jason Wells on the way out. He had showed up, and I said, I got to go out of here. I just wish I could spend 10 minutes with this guy to, you know, show him how to play bass properly. And, you know, this guy's forgotten more than I would ever know. He's got like a six-string bass. Absolutely amazing. But yeah, a lot of fun. I think I got a lot of CDs out.
Mm-hmm.
Had fun. And then also, great atmosphere, great place to be there at the Vintage Cafe. And again, beautiful women. If one of your girlfriends is out there serving, you better put a ring on that, man. So a lot of people easy on the eye. A lot of stuff easy on the eye out there, too. You know what I'm saying? So good food, easy on the eye. And coffee you can take outside if you want to have smoke or something. They'll let you take the cup outside.
Oh, that's
and everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And she gave me a real dirty cup, too. But no, it had a dirty message on it. It's just for regulars.
Oh.
I can't say this on the air.
Okay. Wow. Well, you are a regular there.
No, I'm not. They just run out of real ones. And since I was just the person drifting through, they're like, hey, don't break this. These are for real customers.
Well,
no, they were great.
Last week on the party line.
So is now a good time to say that this a family restaurant?
Totally a family
it
restaurant.
It actually is, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Now, Bill, last week, before we get to a caller here on line one,
sure.
You had mentioned a hairstyle that you were going to work on this weekend.
I did it 2 weeks ago for a show. And then
the wife was not impressed.
Not very supportive, man. Got to be honest with you. Not supportive was the answer to that.
So, if you would, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Let's check this hair out.
Yeah.
And then I want people, if you're out there, again, I know this is absolutely great radio, Marconi Gold. But if you're out there, some sort of stylist, whatever you can do with this here.
Yeah, we're taking suggestions.
Am I close?
Looking pretty good. So, he's got the Pauly Soprano wings going on. I keep.
So I'm thinking like, you know.
About it.
Okay, yeah. So maybe silver on the side, some frosted tips. So I don't know. Don't we have a couple salons that sponsors or something?
We've got Sassy Salons.
My hair is yours. Our next show for Mucklow is November 11th.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's in Logan Sport. But we'll probably have one before then. But I'd like to kind of get this thing put to bed before the next show.
Okay. So
if you're out there, get a hold of me. Let's do something with my hair, man.
Sassy Salon in Delphi. I feel a promotion coming on.
Well, as you can see, there's nothing to work with in the middle.
Right.
You know, that's kind of a thing.
That'll save you some time.
I don't know what we're going to do with that, but you know, you're the professional out there. Somebody help me. My hair is your, open canvas or something.
Yeah, open canvas of a jar of clay, something like that, right?
Help me help Central Indiana.
Russ Casper, what do you think about this quality programming?
Yeah, I do see a promotion going on Hoosierland TV. Watch Bill get styled here.
Yeah,
it could be done.
And
put him in the barber's chair and
just something. Like, yeah, you know, I need some help. I need some help. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid to ask for it.
Yeah, well, you never know. Or then you can just stick with radio and it's not an issue.
Then it's never an issue. That is 99% of the time, I'm good. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, we're excited about, of course, the senior fair. And I don't think she'd mind me mentioning this. Guess who's going to be at the senior fair?
I don't know.
Karen Butcher.
Oh!
He's going to try. So that'll be good. I mean, you know, as... If you know her, she's been with the radio station, had been with the radio station for almost 30 years and been through many, many senior fairs, so I was really excited about that.
Okay.
If she's able to make it, that'd be great.
Okay. It's not like a Trojan horse or anything, right?
Oh, I don't
know.
Karen Butcher. No, Karen Butcher.
Keep an eye on those ex-employees.
I think, too, maybe some local. I think the second female mayor that Frankfurt ever had. I think it was 86 to 91. Am I right?
Karen Butcher?
Yeah, I think so.
Used to work for us.
Mayor
she's
for about
moved
five
a
years.
Lot of tables and chairs over many, many, many senior fairs.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the weather looks good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
I love it.
Fabulous for this thing.
And my trailer is cleaned out and ready to...
I was wondering about that.
Yep, we'll be ready to go.
So tomorrow morning after, not like the listeners care, but tomorrow after I get off the air, I'm going to go pick up some help. And then come right back here around 10 o'clock or so, Russ. So hopefully we can have the trailer there. And me and our 12-year-old's going to load up.
That's the help.
Yeah, he's the help.
I see pizza in his future.
Yes. Oh, yes. He'll work for pizza. He's happy about it. He's looking forward to it.
And I am also excited if our listeners had ever been through the Lebanon area, 102.7, we got everything we need now.
Mm-hmm.
Be loud and proud in Lebanon, so that's going to come together, and pretty soon you're going to hear 102.7 sound crisp and clean and loud and all kinds of exciting things. So we're
that
definitely
is exciting.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Well, we've been having a few things going on here, working on some projects here. We're getting ready to wrap that up.
You can only shake so many octopus tentacles.
That's
at
right.
Once.
That's right. Absolutely.
Great man once said that.
Great man, yes.
Russ Casper, I think.
Shaking hands with an octopus. Good luck.
We do have a lot going on, but that's the fun part about it, you know?
We're not bored.
Yeah, we are not bored. That's a fact.
Always something to do.
For
well,
sure.
Good deal. I won't take any more of your time, but I am looking forward to the senior fair on Wednesday, 9 to 2. We're going to give away $500 shopping spree. We're going to give away some, should we call them record players? Is that what we're going to call them?
Yeah, they're the turntables, yeah.
Yeah, a couple turntables that actually have, I think, Bluetooth and all kinds of fun stuff. But mm-hmm. It's the real thing where you put that needle in the groove and listen. And I think we're going to include a couple albums and so forth. And,
mm-hmm. and including a Jason Wells album, Never Opened.
Oh.
Local musician.
Signed?
Yes. Signed, probably, if I asked him.
I'll sign it.
Russ, what is the setup time tomorrow for the vendors? I wasn't for sure on that.
Usually it's noon.
Okay, like noon to 6 or something?
We got to give us some time to set the table.
Right.
And then if you come in after 12 o'clock,
okay.
that's usually where we do it.
Very good.
So we'll be able to accommodate. But if you come in at 11, we won't be ready yet.
Okay. And, of course, we have Rodney Mounts with C&R Catering.
Yeah, free lunch and free breakfast.
Yeah, free.
On Wednesday, absolutely.
Free. And that's nice to be working with one vendor to where he could just kind of move in and make the kitchen his own for the day.
You know what one of some of the most effective words in advertising are?
Hmm.
I read this someplace. I don't know whether it's true or not, but it makes some sense.
Backed by popular demand?
Well, new, free, and discover. And
those are the power words when writing commercial copy.
Yeah, so the senior fair it's free and discover, and also you'll see some new things. So.
Yeah, new faces, new friends.
Discover new.
All right, well, I will not torment you any longer.
Well, no, thank you for the call, Russ.
You betcha.
We'll catch you soon. GM of Casper Media, Russ Casper.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And he approves of the hair.
He seems to like it.
I like it.
Hey, and if anybody knows hairstyles,
yes,
Russ
again,
Casper, ladies and gentlemen,
he's got crazy hair.
He's got good hair. He has hair in the middle.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've got a little bit in the middle, but it's really, really thin.
Yeah,
and this looks good. I like this.
We need to accentuate the positive.
Yes,
that's the sides up.
That's right. Now, in all seriousness, if you are a salon and you're willing to work with Bill's hair, we'll work out a promotion, a trade, or something. You remember the Bugs Bunny with the tonic?
You remember?
Okay, a lot of people will remember that. And I think of that when I see your hair.
Or it looks like I just witnessed an explosion. I put my head somewhere, it exploded. So yeah, if anybody out there wants to touch my greasy head and fix my hair.
Yeah, we'll videotape it maybe,
an
interview. Yeah, something.
Yeah, give you a shirt.
This is the Party Line program. In just about 5 minutes, we'll take a break and bring in Ryan McCauley, who's with the Department of Natural Resources.
And he's going to talk about what's going on?
It's been a couple of years.
Like hunting season.
Hunting season, And again, we encourage people, you can call in and ask questions.
Yeah.
This portion of it is live. So certainly get your questions ready if you have a hunting question or whatever.
I would love to hear about some conservation adventures. I want to hear about time you had to somebody down.
Let's ask him that, because they have the same power as the state police, I think.
And have they ever done anything like Donnie Brasco? Do they ever go undercover?
Undercover? Man, what a great
people?
Movie.
Yeah. What if there's Donnie Brasco but the DNR? I wonder if there's been something like that, you know?
You know what? I think we're about to find out.
Cool.
Once we get Ryan in here.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan seems like he's kind of a younger guy, too.
He's a go-getter. I mean, this guy would chase you down the tracks if there was problems. If you were poaching sunfish, this dude would put your...
And he looks like he's the type who could chase you down the track.
Oh, totally. Totally. He's definitely chaseable. He would run you down.
So we'll have him. We'll ask him one of those questions about what's the goofiest, craziest thing
you've
ever...
Craziest thing you saw.
And I'm going to ask him if he's ever been chasing someone and they got away.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever had a criminal get away?
I bet it could happen.
Or a stupid excuse for poaching. We'll ask him something like that, too.
Sure.
Just keep him on his toes.
Yeah, it's some exciting stories. You know, it's always the police. You know, you got like cops and what's the other show, the live PD. And
How
about showing some conservation stuff once in a while?
You know what? They probably run into some crazy stuff. Melissa Miller had a question. Said she, I guess her Wi-Fi stopped.
Pudding, just too much.
But she's changing Pudding's diaper. That's all right. So she wants to know what's some of the weirdest things he's come across. So yeah, I think we're on the same. She's having trouble keeping a connection. Okay. She's also wanted to know about responsibility with DNR as far as old cemeteries across the area. So she's thinking just like a strange, weird stuff. And I want to say, so we'll have him coming up, okay?
Fantastic.
Let me write down cemeteries, too, so I can remember to ask that. I want to go back to the senior fair for a moment.
Yeah.
And let people know that I don't know for sure what we're going to do on the Party Line program. We may do Party Line from out there.
Okay.
It may just be easier for me to do it.
Yeah.
In which time I would need a board op. So I'll. So the reason I wanted to go back to that is because all these businesses have been really awesome about helping us out.
Okay.
Have gifts to give away, whether they're senior based or not, or even coming or not. Everybody wants to get involved. So I appreciate that. And Todd Berryman went down for to pick up some prizes, presents, gifts, I guess, Friday at Rural King.
Okay.
And was expecting like $50, you know, just a little mention trade. And he got there and he said there was a whole shopping cart full of stuff. Did you see all the stuff out front when you walked in, like the cornhole?
I just thought it was more stuff that you were bringing.
No. That's not my flea market.
So that's stuff to give away.
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was stuff from house. Okay.
Yeah. Good. No.
That's big stuff.
Cornhole, a couple nice cornhole sets, and some neat stuff. Yeah. So thank you, Rural King.
Yeah, and I think it's a "Don't Tread on Me."
Yes, one of them is with the state of Indiana slogan.
That's right.
Appropriate for the Department of Natural Resources, right?
That's Crossroads of America. Isn't that Indiana?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Don't Tread on Me flag, you know, the whole...
Yeah, that was the first...
truckers and kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't Tread on Me.
We'll talk more recent, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So are you going to be at the senior fair any, Bill?
Well,
I know my hair's
a bit wacky, but I don't think I'm quite 50 yet. I don't think I'm part of any of the entertainment.
Okay.
I didn't make any of the food.
Okay.
I mean, I can show up if you want.
You might ask Liz. Liz might be counting on you. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I could do, you know? Shake hands.
Probably find something for you.
I could give people shoulder rides, win a ride. I could just carry them around.
Oh, win a ride. Yeah, that sounds like a liability waiting to happen.
Well, just a new kind of giveaway. I'm just thinking outside the box.
Oh, I've got a good idea, but we can't talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
Liz and I were talking about it last night. I'll show you.
And I still got to tell you the Bon Jovi story.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Do you have time to do it?
Yeah, but I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, it's off the air. Okay. Remember? First. Because it might be all right.
I've been dying to tell you that for a week.
I'm writing that down, too. Bon Jovi right after Party Line.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, 9:30.
Tomorrow we can announce it.
Okay. We'll see if it's rated properly for radio.
Sure.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We've got Ryan McCauley next with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources on Wylo's Party Line.